Rutherford Issues. We're everywhere you need to be.
The North Rutherford County Edition is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back in as we continue live from the Sam Davis home here in Smyrna. And thanks to Jenny Williams for helping us sponsor this program every other week here in North Rutherford County. And as always, joined by State Representative Mike Sparks. And I said coming up next would be the John Harris Show. John, how are you?
Doing fine, Brian. Good to have you.
My good wife says to say hello to you.
Yes, I noticed you did that with a text, huh? And,
yes.
I got to learn how to do that.
She's a big texter, of course. Never been at a loss for words, much like you. So, John is it's Director of Disabled Student Services. Is that still the
That's
title?
That's correct. Uh-huh. Yes.
And over at Middle Tennessee State University. And my wife was one of the, what did you call them, the Hillsborough Outlaws?
The Hillsborough Trio.
Trio.
Called them. Three of them came from there at the same time, and they're great people, folks, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. and that's been many years ago now. But
yes.
That's been my first I have known you since then, and even maybe before. And you have been heavily involved in Special Olympics. So tell me what's going on with Special Olympics.
Well, thank you, Brian, and I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about it. We have coming up next Tuesday, I believe it is, the 18th of October, our a fundraiser over at Toots here in Smyrna, as a matter of fact. And it is to raise money for Special Olympics in Area 16 in Rutherford County. It'll allow our athletes to in this case, participated to pay for our bowling tournament, which will be held here at the Smyrna Bowling Center, as a matter of fact, on, the 21st, Lou, I guess?
27th,
I'm told. See, I got to make sure to get the date right. That was my way of trying to have Lou to run it. And I said, oh, I forgot. It's the 27th?
I'm not going to be in town.
I bet you will.
But, yes, so there. And so this fundraiser will help do that. Individuals will come in, what, 5 to 8, I guess it is. They'll come into the Smyrna Toots area with great food there. Just ate lunch there before I came over here. And they'll eat dinner there, and all of the tips that night will go to Special Olympics.
They tip their server.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have an opportunity to leave a donation for Area 16 Special Olympics.
And so we did that at the South Church Street Toots in Murfreesboro, I guess, last April. And it was such a hit that Wade Hayes and the group said, hey, why don't we do that at each of our three Toots? So we're going to do one here in the Smyrna one in October, and then do another one, I guess two in April. One at the South Church Street area there, and then do one over on Broad Street. So we're looking forward to it. We think if we do as well as we did at the Church Street area last year, then we will have enough money to keep our athletes and Special Olympics busy for the whole year.
Well, I tell you, Wade is a big community supporter. He's got such a big heart, and yes, and does a lot for every community wherever mm-hmm. there's a Toots location. They're always working hard, and
yeah.
Wade Hayes is a good man,
yes,
and he's got a great business, and you know, dealing with local business like that really helps as well. So this is coming up on Tuesday, you say, right?
Yes, Tuesday the 18th. And then our bowling event will actually be with the 27th, and so it comes up at the time that we 9 days or so out, and it will allow us to, we think we'll raise enough money to be able to put that event on, and so that's what we do.
Well, there's another great business, Roy Bowden and everybody
yes.
at the Smyrna Bowling Center, you know. He's a wonderful community supporter. I know that, Mike, you serve on Smyrna Rotary with mm-hmm. him as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, he's a good man. He's done a lot of work over there. Really has.
So, you know, that's really what we were kind of talking beforehand about mm-hmm. various things while we were in commercial break and on the Huckabee Report about this community and how this community embraces just about everything that's going on in terms of charity and people helping people. You know, I haven't seen a lot of people turn down, you know, for things. It's just a wonderful place to be, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have, this is my 26th year of doing Special Olympics, and there's been probably 21 or 22 of those years that we wondered if we were going to raise enough money to put the event on, and every time we've had more than what we thought we needed. So yeah, it's a great community. I would not, to be honest with you, don't want to live anywhere else, even though I grew up in West Tennessee. Would love living here.
Well, you saw the light.
Yes. There you go.
Lou Paschal joins us here on the John Harris Show as well. She's with Rutherford County Schools. And Lou, you have been involved with Special Olympics as well, and I guess that really works into what you do with the county, right?
Yes, yes. I'm very blessed that my employers at the county, my coordinator, Shirley Bell, and also Mr. Gill, are very supportive of everything we try to do with Special Olympics. They I've probably been involved with it in that capacity for 5 or 6 years, and when I first started there like that, we asked if we could have an in-service where we could have our teachers come in and get some information in the fall and the spring about Special Olympics, and they've allowed us to do that every year, and so they can get in-service credit for learning about what we need them to do to get organized anyway. So that's been a great support for them. Just like I say, couldn't have asked for more support from the county schools and the city schools also. They partner with us, and they send athletes to our events. So have a lot of support from the schools to make everything happen that happens for Special Olympics. And part of the support that we get from the schools is that for our fundraiser coming up on the 18th, really it's a fundraiser to benefit us, but the people that facilitate it are the SROs. Mm-hmm. And they really, it's really their fundraiser. They organize everything, and they'll be out there that night and entertain, family-friendly entertainment, and go around and make themselves known to the patrons. And a lot of our people that come out that night are coming out to see their SRO. So,
well, if Dick Peach is there, I'm sure they'll be involved in something.
Absolutely. I would take the word "if" out. He'll definitely, he's definitely involved in this.
So Elvis will be in the building.
He will be there. And he told, as a matter of fact, we went out to eat lunch today, and I think he had been in there earlier today. I think he said one of the thing again. Uh-huh. So he's
all he needs is a stay, or just one person, and he'll entertain. So, but that's great. And I know the, you know, all the different things that go on during the year. I know one really special time for me is to see all of the kids at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum.
Absolutely.
At the rodeo. You know,
that's
just really amazing. And to see all the policemen there and just all the support that they get from that. And it's a busy year, really, mm-hmm. for you, isn't it? By the time you get to the Special Olympics event itself and the bowling and the, you know, the rodeo, you really mm-hmm. keep the kids busy.
One of the things that I really like, and I've thought about it over the last couple of years, we have I'm out of the special education department at the county schools, and we have our bowling tournament in the fall, and then in the spring we have the rodeo, which is a great day for our students. We have the track and field meet. That'll be in April. Rodeo's in March. Track and field is in April. And then we also have a lady that used to work for John also in college, Amanda Clark, and she does a countywide prom for special needs students. And so all of our high school students get to come together and go to prom. So that comes around in the springtime too. So it's really like, by the time you add all that up, it's kind of a nice event season for our students.
Right.
And so they get to participate in lots of things that that everybody else gets to participate in too. So it's fun.
And what makes it important or what makes this fundraiser important is that's the way you pay,
yes.
you know, for the events. And so we want to encourage folks to come out on Tuesday the 18th at Toots in Smyrna as the Special Olympics fundraiser, if you will, and they'll be taking donations, and you'll have a great meal at Toots here in Smyrna. And you're going to be doing it later on in the year at the Broad and North, the Broad and Medical Center and South Church in Barfield locations too, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So I tell you, but next time when we get close to the dates, we'll continue to remind folks about that and talk about the track and field events and everything. And maybe we'll make this a more regular John Harris Show.
Oh!
How about that?
I don't know about that.
You know enough people, you could get enough sponsors and everything. You know, you may have a radio career in your future. You never know.
Oh, but that's what I wanted to do, and then I saw all the work that was involved, and switch to this.
Maybe we should do like a Facebook poll and say, who would like to see John Harris?
Do not.
Well, on that note, I guess we'll say thanks for coming by. But again, encourage folks here in North Rutherford County and all over Rutherford County, stop in Toots in Smyrna. How can, Lou, they find more information? I'm sure that there's, you know, online. Is there any online information that we can find?
Area 16 does have a Facebook page, so you can look us up, Area 16 Special Olympics, and it has all of our dates located there. Also, you can find events about Special Olympics throughout the state at www.specialolympicstn.org, and it'll link you to our information also.
Awesome. Very good. Thanks for coming in today. I'm making the way from the borough here to Smyrna. Lou Paschal with Rutherford County Schools, and John Harris, who is a man about town. I don't know. What else can we say about you?
The other day he said he was a man of the people.
Man of the people. He is most certainly a man of the people. And I tell you, on a very serious note, you do a great job and have helped really put MTSU in the national spotlight in terms of places where people who are physically challenged and have disabilities can get that higher education. And I know you've meant a lot to my wife and my family, so I appreciate you.
They're great folks, and you are.
You're not bad yourself.
Thank you.
John Harris and Lou Paschal joining us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Meredith Lane about some special events coming up here at the Sam Davis Home as we shift our attention here on Rutherford Issues, so stay with us.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
This is the G-Man. Go see Robert McConnell and Ken Mobbs. They are honest, reliable, and they treat their customers like family.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust.
Give them a call today at 896-1407.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Service you can trust.
Tell them the G-Man sent you.
Stabbed in the neck. I'm Ron Jordan with local news, WGNS. There was a stabbing this week at Haynes Manor Apartments on Northfield Boulevard. The victim was stabbed in the neck, according to an arrest report filed on the 10th of October. Local electrician James R. Rogers accused of the stabbing and apprehended. The victim, Jay Evans, is at Middle Tennessee Medical Center recovering, and Rogers was taken to the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center to await his day in courts. He's charged with aggravated assaults. The news is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kestner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told you have to live with pain, relief can be possible. Call Dr. Mark Kestner at 895-1253 to set up your free consultation. 23-year-old Clinton B. Perry has been arrested for allegedly stealing the identity of another person. Perry was apprehended by Murfreesboro police on January Street. Perry was charged with 4 counts of identity theft and 4 counts of fraudulently using a credit card. Perry picked up by officers on Monday. When a man tried to break into Mills Family Pharmacy last month, the police need your help identifying him. A store video surveillance camera caught the would-be burglar on tape trying to make an entry into the store. He was unsuccessful in prying open the rear door of the pharmacy. The man on video is a white or Hispanic male wearing all-black clothing with gloves. There is that surveillance photo online at WGNSradio.com. If you think you recognize him, call police. Driving on a revoked license for the 8th time, Isaac C. Gaines arrested on Bell Street after police say they spotted him driving a Nissan with expired tags. Gaines also has an outstanding warrant for his arrest. He'll have to explain to a judge why he was caught driving again without a proper driver's license. That explanation in court November 9th. Lots of ways to get the news on our website, WGNSradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at WGNSradio or on Facebook.com/WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan. You're up to date. This is WGNS News.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish the sales report and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I?
No, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
Turn your fall to-do list into a to-done list with your choice Craftsman 4-piece ratcheting wrench set or 10-piece socket set, SAE or metric, just $9.99. Peak antifreeze is 99 cents, RV antifreeze $1.99, both after rebate. CFL bulbs are 2 for $3 and get red hot buys on everything you need for yard cleanup.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
And we welcome you back into the program, Rutherford Issues, here on WGNS AM-FM. And we're going to spend the last portion of the show talking about all the great things going on here at the Sam Davis home, 64 degrees. We had some rain early today. Then just in time, Meredith Lane, for the Wilson Elementary third grade, at least half of them, to come through. It was dry, and then it rained back on my way over here, and now the sun's shining. So it's been kind of a weird weather day, hasn't it?
We have good timing here, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, it must be the Sam Davis home.
It must be.
I was sharing, the reason we're a little behind is Mike and I got to sharing some things that I learned on the tour today. And, you know, it's been since... Gosh, I guess maybe I was in third or fourth grade the last time I actually had taken the tour to see the home. And the home is set up in mourning now. So,
yes.
You know, we got to see all of those things. And just some of the sayings like shoe fly and flipping the table and all that kind of thing. Where all of this originated, and the kids really got into it. So it's still very a very prevalent educational thing you've got going on here.
It really, really is. And we have been so lucky for how many education groups come out here and how many kids are interested in history. And a lot of them don't know it when they get here.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see their eyes just shine. They get so excited. They hear about Sam Davis. They hear about how people lived during the 1860s. Today, they even got to play with toys
yeah.
to see what kids used to play with back in the 1800s. And they love it. And it's very exciting for us as staff members to see these kids become inspired by the past. And it brings to light just wonderful things.
And it goes right into the curriculum. And I know that's something that you probably do and make some changes and things in some of the presentation to stay relevant into what they're trying to teach and have to teach, you know, within the county schools.
We do. We try to stay right along with the curriculum that is throughout the different counties, not just Rutherford County.
Sure.
Because we try to stretch out and touch as many different history lessons that we possibly can. And we're lucky to welcome a new education coordinator, Anita Teague, our executive director, recently hired her, and her name is Rebecca Duke. And she's off to a great start. Today was her first first educational group without a number of them here. She went through Heritage Days a couple of weeks ago, and that was her first real big introduction to education.
Does she have black hair and black framed glasses?
She does,
okay,
yes. She was walking around today.
Yeah.
Yes, she's doing fantastic.
She was the one who we asked a question, and she said, I don't know the answer. I've only been here like 2.5 weeks, but I'll find out. We had a question about, you know, the cemetery and,
yes.
and who was who out there and how they were related. So some really interesting stories. We had a lot of conversation today about these kids were really interested when you mentioned ghost tours.
Mm-hmm.
They and I know my daughter said, hey, can we come? So ghost tours is something it's completely different from just your educational aspect here. You bring people in, but this place is transformed, isn't it?
It really does. And Ghost Tours, this is its fifth year coming up, and we only offer it at night. We only offer it in October. And these stories that we tell are stories that people ask us to tell year-round. That's actually why we came up with ghost tours. Every time we take a tour to the house, it seems like every fourth or fifth tour, we get the question, is this house haunted? Mm-hmm. And do you have any? Have you had any experiences here? So this really gives us a chance to put those experiences together and tell everyone who's interested those stories.
And you've had some of those experiences.
Oh, I have. I have.
The trustees willing to let you talk about it?
Oh, I imagine so.
Well, you're having ghost tours.
I think at one time, though, I heard that there was a couple of members that kind of were a little funny about y'all talking.
Well,
about
I think
this.
it wasn't so much the discussion of it. It's they wanted to be certain that we weren't saying that whatever the experiences are, we don't know what that is, and we don't know who they are, and by no means are we saying that it's any member of the Davis family, and we don't know that. And I think they were more curious along the lines of what was going on in ghost tours, and so by no means we're not creating these vicious tales about things that happen in the Sam
Davis family. Has most folks that's worked out here experienced something, do you think?
Not all of them. Mm-hmm. I would say probably half. We have had a number of tour guides who are very skeptical. They just do not believe in any haunting, do not believe that the house is haunted or anything strange ever happens up there. They've worked here for years.
Well, I remember the story you telling us, it was a couple of years ago, I guess, we were out here, about someone walking, some people walking. In effect, mm-hmm. Was that you that witnessed that?
No, I did not. No, I did not witness anyone walking.
Okay.
We've had different volunteers.
No, it was, I think it was an extra person, and when they come back, they asked, where was that, who's that other lady with you? And they said, what lady?
Right, and that was probably a good 15 years ago, and that was a volunteer who witnessed that. It was a tour guide had taken three people up to the house, and the volunteer was staying back at the museum, which was on the other side of the Sam Davis home at that point, and she was watching the tour guide come around the corner with the three people that she set up on tour, and then one more person, another lady following in a long dress, and she asked, did that person join your tour later? When the tour guide came back, the tour guide knew nothing of a fourth person.
Yeah.
And that volunteer didn't come back after that day. Shame. But,
That was the last day, huh?
Yes, yes.
Well, the music box, I think that, isn't that pretty common to hear a music box playing?
We had one tour guide experience that, but like I was saying with the skeptical tour guides, we've had, actually the last couple of years, two of them have experienced very strange things. One of them was setting up for ghost tours, and she it's something that's never happened to her, so she doesn't really believe in it, and that's fine. She doesn't have to, but she was putting candles up in the house and realized she had too much in her hands to carry and successfully unlock the door. So she stuck the skeleton key in the door, placed the items on the floor, and when she looked up to grab the keys, she watched them turn themselves.
Oh, wow.
Now, the good thing was it was unlocking the door, not locking her out. That's a good sign. But I've had some strange things happen, and definitely recently.
In the 5 years of ghost tours, have visitors actually said they saw anything different? Or
yes. During the actual event of ghost tours, we have had, well, see, that's the funny thing, is we have a lot of visitors who will say, oh, I saw such and such, or also heard so and so, and they don't know whether or not that's something we've set up.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a volunteer upstairs making noises, or if we have a volunteer who's supposed to appear at certain times, but we have definitely had volunteers who have seen things during ghost tours, and I know our visitors have as well. They just don't know that we didn't plan it.
Yeah. So if someone actually said, that was neat how you did this, and you said, well, that really wasn't planned.
That wasn't us, exactly. Yes, we have actually had one of those conversations before.
Yeah. You know, I've shared with y'all that story about me and my two friends. We were like 12 on the raft coming mm-hmm. down the creek, and mm-hmm. we went over the little rapids, the little dam, and mm-hmm. we got stuck in the water.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I looked up and seen that man standing there with that stick. And I always assumed it was a caretaker, but I always thought, man, if it wasn't an angel, it was divine to have that guy just showing up.
Oh, right.
I mean, what's the odds of somebody just standing there with a 12-foot, I mean, where do you find a 12-foot stick at anyways?
Right.
But I think he saved our life. I just assumed he was a caretaker here.
And I don't know.
Ghost tours actually get underway not this weekend, but next for the
next
last 2 weeks of this month, I guess.
Yes. Well, last Friday and Saturday, last two Friday and Saturdays of the month. So we're really excited. This year we had some auditions and have some fantastic people who are going to be helping out. And in fact, Thurman Francis, the Arts Academy, their theater class, a lot of them are going to be participating in this
Well.
So they're really getting involved, and we're really excited.
Now, will there be some someone who maybe has been a year or two, maybe all five or four before this one? Is this the fifth?
This is the fifth, yes.
But will they see different things? I mean, I'm sure that there'll be some similar, but will there be new things, I guess?
Yes. In fact, every single year I try to add in the more recent stories and recycle some of our older ones. That way, if someone does come year after year, they are seeing different things, they're hearing different stories, they're going through different paths. We're involving some of our outbuildings that we've never used before for ghost tours this year. Our haunted hayride, we try to change the path of that every single year as well. Depending on our crop schedule, sometimes we can, sometimes we can't.
Yeah.
But it will be a different path. It is every single year, and we really try to make it a different experience. That way everyone gets a chance to experience something new, even if they do make it a habit.
Now, do you still come through the barn before you get
here?
Yes,
you do still come through the barn to get here. That is traditional, and we're going to keep it that way as long as we can.
Now, how long should someone put aside to visit? Is it one of those things that takes a certain amount of time, or is part of it at least come and go, or how does that work?
It's more you arrive anytime between 7 and 10, and we put you on a haunted hayride that takes you up to the ghost stories. That's the only way you can access the ghost tours, is by going through the haunted hayride. And anyone can come between 7 and 10. Now, this is a popular event, so we have a number of people showing up right around 7. So I would even recommend to some people, if they want to come between 6:30 and 7 to guarantee one of the first hayrides, that'd be great. We try to get the hayrides out about every 10 minutes to schedule proper amount of time of people throughout the house, about 20 per group. Mm-hmm. So you do the math, it gets gets to be a pretty long line. We try to accommodate as many people as we can right away.
So once the hayride starts, about how long? Is it about an hour or
I would say it's about 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Don't forget, not this weekend now, but the next Friday, next two, Friday and Saturdays, that's the 21st and 22nd, and the 28th and 29th, those weekends for the for ghost tours. Now, A Frightful Night is also something very special in addition to the events with ghost tours on the last night of the ghost tours.
Yes,
right?
Actually, we're actually going to host it twice this year.
Are you now?
Yes, because we had it planned for the 22nd, and it's still set for the 22nd, but we heard such a response right away that we've opened up a second night. So it'll be both Saturday nights, and that is the haunted hayride, the ghost tours, and then that also includes a catered dinner and a special trip to our theater to watch a scary movie.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So that's, what, $25
per person? $25 per person with reservations.
Okay. So you have to call ahead for that.
Yes.
But you don't for the ghost tours.
Not for the ghost tours. Ghost tours is anyone can show up between 7 and 10 on any of those nights.
So if you take in the dinner, theater, and everything that goes on, I guess that makes a pretty full evening, right?
It does, yes. Most people are here for a good number of hours. They get here about 6 o'clock for the dinner, and we have the haunted hayride and ghost tours following the dinner and then the movie at the very end. So that they're usually here for about 3.5 to 4 hours. But we get repeat visitors. They love it.
That's a great night out. And now that's $25, kids, parents, or whoever.
Yes, A Frightful Night is $25 for anyone who signs up. However, Ghost Tours is just $5 per person.
Okay. $5 per person for that. So the extra amount there pays for dinner and everything else, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
So that is obviously very near and occurring now in October. But this place really transforms again after that for the holiday season, for Christmas.
It does. We do right now, as you saw today on tour, that the house is set up for a house in mourning to show the customs of death and any time of a funeral. So we will take those down immediately after Halloween, and then we will leave the house as is until right after Thanksgiving. Our Christmas decorations will be up and open for Christmas type tours on the day after Thanksgiving. and they will stay up, of course, through the holiday season. This year, we're actually very excited. We're doing a brand new program. It's called It Was an Antebellum Christmas, and it will be held on December 3rd. It's the first Saturday in December, and we are doing this in honor of the sesquicentennial of the Civil War. We're going to do one of these every Christmas. This year, It Was an Antebellum Christmas. We're going to show what the Davises might have been doing in 1861. So it'll be a living history exhibit. People get to walk throughout the house and see the Davises preparing for Christmas, seeing them set up for their big feast at the dinner table in the dining room, and just getting ready for a Christmas holiday. Yeah. So it'll be quite a special event, and that also, it's just $5. It's a special pricing for that.
Yeah, and some great items here in the gift shop for Christmas, so don't forget that.
Right, yes.
Now, before our time gets away, we've only got like a minute and a half or 2 minutes, Veterans Day in November, it's like something else going on. So you're busy. You're the event coordinator, so you keep things
yes.
happening. What's going on Veterans Day?
Well, you know, although Sam Davis was not a soldier for the United States Army, he had a very strong honor code, and that is seen in our military today. And we would like to reach out and thank our military for all that they do. So this year, being 11-11-11, for the veterans and their families, we are having one day of free tours. The museum will be open for free. There will be guided tours of the house every hour. And again, that is for any veteran and their families.
Awesome. Find out a lot more at samdavishome.org or by calling 459-2341. Meredith, thanks for hosting us again. We always have a lot of fun talking about all the great things going on at Sam Davis Home, and we'll do it again soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so much, Brian. Mike,
all right.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
For State Representative Mike Sparks, I'm Brian Barrett, and thanks to Meredith Lane, also Lou Paschal, and John Harris for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.